Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Scheduling note, Beis Hashem, next week, Sunday and Monday, Beis Hashem, I hope there'll be a daf. Tuesday, I'm not sure. Then Wednesday, I'm on a flight. So we'll see. Tuesday, I will let you know. But Beis Hashem, Sunday, Monday, I hope there'll be a daf. And then after that, I hope only to miss a couple of days in between, and then to pick up with the only like. By the time I get up to camp, hopefully by Monday morning, I'll be able to start giving the daf again. But I'll be traveling in a few places. But for now, we're here, Be'ez Hashem. And as for the home stretch, last section of Maseches Nida, beginning of Maseches Brachos. And again, I got a couple of emails. We're finalizing the details of the Siyum, but Be'ez Hashem, there will be. Been a lot of interest, Baruch Hashem, that Thursday night, August 2nd, I think it is, the night after the major Siyum. But it'll be Thursday night. It'll be a Siyum along with Brachas Daf Beis, but we'll announce, hopefully within the next day or two, the details. Okay, Tanya, four lines from the fourth wide line. Tanya, Abishol Omer, Abishol says, once we're talking about, we just had three different answers. Abaya was the first one, relating to if a woman has a miscarriage of a multicolored substance. So one of the answers was, Abaya says she drank a lot of wine. As a sarcastic kind of comment, meaning that must be another reason, another source for why there's this multicolored substance there. But once we mention that, so we mention issues that come up with drinking wine. Tanya, this is a real Torah Shabbat pet type of connection. Tanya, Abishol Omer, Kover Mesim, Ayisi, Vayisi Mistaka, Ba'atzamo Shal Mesim. I was worked for the Chever Kadisha. Kover Mesim, Ayisi. I used to dig graves. I saw one of the Achronim say, you should never say, I am a grave digger, because that's like present tense, you're hoping for more work. Even if somebody does this for a living, you know, you're always talking past tense. Hayisi, because Mashiach's going to come today and I'm going to be out of a job. Right, that's why it's always in past tense. So there's another, job that someone said also, that it always should be in, it was the Ian Yaakov, right? The Ian Yaakov said it was past tense. Like Kederach Sha'amru, Rabim Shasu Lemu, Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. Right? It's always in always the past tense. Also, he says to somebody allowed to say, "Oh, I'm a executioner for Bezdin." Right? Do you say that in present tense, or do you say, "No, I Hayisi, Hayisi"? It's always past tense because you're hoping for the best, hoping that you're out of a job. My father always ends his lectures with, and we yearn for the day that I'm put out of a job and I no longer have to heal anybody because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rofei Cholim, makes everybody healthy and I could, I'll give up on my practice, on my profession for Mashiach. Okay, says the Abishol, so I was a Kover Mason. Now you get Musar even from one word. Hayisi. Vahayisi mistaka batzama shal mesim. And I used to look at the bones of the dead bodies. And I used to be able to see what they used to do in their life. Hashose yayin chai. If somebody used to drink undiluted wine, atzmos of srufim, his bones were burned. Mazug. If somebody drank, obviously this means not just like one drink, but they were, it was common for them. This is what they did habitually. Mazug, if somebody drinks diluted wine, atzmosav sechuyin, their bones were sechuy. Rashi says either blackened or dried out, below moach, right? One of the two. Karaui, if somebody drinks appropriate, right? Mazug meant yoser midai, too diluted. Somebody drinks, you know, the good dilution wine, atzmos of a shuchen, and then they're just they're moist, they're lubricated, right? They have nice texture. V'chomi sheshtiaso meruba meachilaso atzmos of serufin. Anybody who drinks more than eating, then atzmos of serufin achilaso meruba mishtiaso atzmos of sechuyin. They're also dried out. Karoy atzmos of a shuchen. Okay, you gotta have the right balance. I balance between a little bit of wine and the eating, whatever that balance is, that's exactly what brings to atzmosav mishuchen. Stop there for a minute. Again, we have a halacha learned. Are you allowed to, right, iser hanam in ames? There's an iser of deriving benefit from a dead body. Right? It's the issue of doing an autopsy, the issue of any type of hana about the organ transplant. One of the issues regarding organ transplants with the donor is already dead. Right? With the donor is like on the border, that's the issue of brain death. But if they're already dead, let's say it's been dead. Very few organs could be used after the body's been dead. But for a while, or for a little. But the question is, what about the ispus that is bizayin ames, but is also isra namin ames? We learn that from Gzira Shava, from Megla Rufa, that it is an isra namin ames. So interestingly, here he says, Hayiti mistakel ba'atzmo shel mesim. I used to be mistakel. So that's a type of hana. So says the Chashuk Echemet, said the Chashuk Echemet of Zilberstein, he says that, as other poskim say, there's no isser by histaklus, just by looking. There's knowledge. Knowledge is just looking. If somebody has to dissect, if somebody has to do a anatomical exam, so that already gets into an issue, because that's already feeling. But here, he just looked, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. His shaila is, are you allowed to do an x-ray on a mace in order to learn? You have two people sick with the same illness, Rahman al-Islan. One of them died, you're not sure about the other one. So you want to do an x-ray to see inside. Is that a problem? So he says, Livdok as a mace by Rentigan, x-ray. That's what he quotes. There was a very rare illness that one person died from, the other person has the same one, and the other person is right here in the hospital bed next to him. So that's already makes it better, because it's lefanecha. It says, tshuva lechor mutter. As he quotes, nidach avzalam abeiz abishol omer, kover mesa vayisi, v'chulu. He says, v'tshuva siach yitzchak kasav, shakal makov, shedemar mistakel, hainu biz bonus, v'lo ri'ya ba'alma. And he says, that which is a mace asr b'hana, hu dafka lika chelek mi b'sar ha-mace v'chadome, aval lehistakel b'mace, v'liros b'machlaso, v'yavin mizeh levav chacham, ech hushrash ha-machla, me'ayin mekara v'chatzva, to learn about the illness, and therefore be nisar ba'asid, ladas b'havad shal-mace, ech yaz ba'asid, lo nikra nene. That is not, that would not be called Halna. And then the Chazon Ish says, Re'iya ba'amol nechsheves hana. It's also Re'iya ba'amol. Where do you learn this from? Remember the case in Bechoros, Dafim Hay, that they would cook the zona, L'lamid is minyanei vareha, they would count up the bones, Bechoros, Dafim Hay, very amazed, Osir ba'ana. The answer is, Re'iya is not a problem. What about Bishol? Okay, we discussed that then in Mesachas Bechoros. Anyway, these are issues of Isser Hana Min Hamis. And then he relates, once it's here, but he relates to Nituach Mesim Lutzorach Limud Refuah Ba'asis. That's a major machlok, as most poskim say. It's not allowed if there's no Mes Lefanecha, so then you're not allowed to do anatomy on Alisa and Isser of Hana Min Mes Yehudi. At least Mes Yehudi is also an Isser Mitzvah of Kvura. So again, these are all very important issues, Halacha L'maisa, for medical schools and for medical students. Again, it's even Yisraelim, forget the Kohanim, that's a separate issue, but even Yisraelim have these issues that, again, just got to know the halachas before one goes in. Okay, so that was the first story. Abishal used to be a grave digger and used to look at the bones. Tanya, Vayter, Abishal Omer, next story, Vitema, Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yochanan. Well, maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan. Kover Mesim Ayisi, it was also a Kover Mesim. One time I ran after a deer. And I entered into a colus, it's a type of thigh, a bone of a thigh of a dead body. Obviously, this was some huge creature. I ran after the tzvi into the thigh. And I ran three parses. The tzvi lo igati, and I still didn't catch the deer. The colus lo kalsa, and the thigh bone still didn't end. Some huge thigh bone. And when I turned around, Amuli, they told me, Shall Og Melech HaBashan Haisa. It was Og's thigh. That's what I was running inside. Okay, let's continue for a moment. Tanya, Abishal Omer, Kover Mesim Ayisi, Pamachas, Niftacha Ma'ara Tachtai. I was a Kover Mesim, and all of a sudden, the ground opened up under me, and I started sliding into the ground. V'yamadzi B'galgal Eino Shal Mes. And I was standing in the eyeball, where the eyeball used to be, of a mace, ad chotvi, up to my nose. Kishachazati lacharai, when I got out, Amru, they told me, Ayin shel Avshalom haisa. Whoa. It was the Ayin of Avshalom, who was at, was always holich achar ha'inayim. V'shemata, stop there for, actually, let's finish for a second. V'shemetomar, Avshal at nanas have. And if you want to say, well, that's not so great, because Avshal was a midget. Right, so maybe it wasn't such a big eyeball socket. He says, no. Abishal Aruch Bedorahavi was the tallest in his generation. right? And Rabbi Tarfon Magia L'Tefo. And Rabbi Tarfon only got to his shoulders. Rabbi Tarfon Arachbador Havi. Rabbi Tarfon was the tallest in his generation. Rabbi Meir Magia L'Tefo. Rabbi Meir Arachbador Havi. Rabbi Meir was the tallest. And Rabbi Magia L'Tefo. Rabbi Arachbador Havi. Rabbi Chia Magia L'Tefo. Rabbi Chia Arachbador Havi. Rav Magia L'Tefo. Right, we're going earlier in generations. Rav Arach B'dor Havi, Rav Yehuda Magia L'Tefo. Rav Yehuda Arach B'dor Havi, V'Adadayla Magia L'Tefo. Parshat Vina to Pumpadisa, Koilela Abadayla and Palge. The Parshat Vina, Rashi is the name of a person. A Pumpadisa. Got up to the waist of Abadayla, Vakule Alma Koi La Parshtavina to Babadisar Khartse. Everybody else got up to the belt of this person. Stop. Okay, so what does all this teach me? That Avshal wasn't so short. Right, that was basically what it was trying to tell me. The Maharal says this is all Alderech Mashal, that it means Ruchnius height. And don't think that maybe Abba Shaul, who didn't know, you know, maybe about Rabbi about Avshalom, that it was that he wasn't a chacham, because he was a tremendous chacham. So okay, maybe that was all al derech mashal. What about these two stories? You have the story of the tzvi, and ended up being Og Melech HaBashan, and then you have the story of Avshalom. So 2 points. Number one, the marsha. Actually, let's do the chassam sofer first. Chassam sofer right here, chassam sofer al hashas, says it's all a mashal. Kovar Mesa Vayisi, Yechune Kain Hamonea Rishaim Me Aveira. Vahu Al Beis Panim. There are two ways to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira, says the Chazam Sofer. Echad, Shamonea Mehem Ha Aveira. Kemosha Misha Rotzel His Yacheda Ma Erva, Vahu Holechi Mahem Lashal Chab, Kadesh Lisiache Zelze. You know somebody's going to do an Aveira, so you stay with them, because they wouldn't do the Aveira in front of you, so you just go with them, and you don't leave. And that way the person can't do what he wants to do. Right, he wouldn't do it in front of you. Kemosha asa abaya. V'alze amar, and that's the first mashal. Ratzdi achar tzvi. Hu akedusha. Lahasig kedusha sabori yisbarach. Domed dodi litzvi. Running after the tzvi means he's trying to do the right thing. He's staying in the positive. Ubame yusag yoter kiyim betakenu et acherim. V'nechnasti bekulis hames. Hu rasha baal ha'aveira. Ki kulis yarech, kulis, as Rashi said, is the thigh. Symbolize, he's running after the tzvi, meaning he's trying to do the good things, and he's running into the tumah. He's running to try to affect them positively, says the Chassam Sofer. He tried and tried, but eventually the Baal Taiva was too powerful. You see that the Baal Taiva had an even stronger Taiva. It shows you the strength of a Taiva for an Aveira. So he says that's the first Mashal. And he says, Hu Daldasha Shamati. This is similar to what I heard from my Rebbe, the Baal Hafla. The Hafla was the Rebbe of Chab Sofer. He quotes the Pasuk by the Bechor, Michor Chayom is Bechor Aschali, Sherasa Shielo Kocho Chazak Amitz, Lavodas Hashem, Kemosha Yaboer Eish Tavas Azo, sell me the Bechorah, because I want your taiva that you have for killing, where you just came back from. I want that taiva for me in the avoda that I'm going to do. That's what he meant. I want to buy the Bechorah from you. I want that, I'm davening, I want that taiva that you have for your taivas. I want that for my avoda. That was number one way to solve the problem. Haparasheni lahadoch rishaim tachtam v'loratva marcharva. Number two is to try to just actively go and try to stop them from doing averus. Mikom akom ein tzorch lesakein atzmo kisharisham omdim al nafsham. You just don't have to, you know, give yourself moser nefesh literally to it, but up until the point. V'zeo, and that's the second case. Shadiftecha mara tachtav, shlo natsa haris l'sheves oto. Ki gavru yad pritza, v'nechaz begagal eino shalmes. The eye, which symbolizes the first stage of an aveira. He goes into the eye, and he's more directly trying to affect. He didn't have to run. He's just trying to affect him. He says, higia abashol l'chotmo makam netilas l'shama, and he says that he can't... He can't help anymore, and he just has to get pulled down. Okay, Al Derech Drush, he relates these stories to strategies how to deal with those who are faltering. And he says the two ways are either just to be with them so they don't do the Avera, or taking a more active approach in terms of doing what one can to prevent somebody from doing an Avera. Just one's Ogus here, just to mention a beautiful thought. I mentioned it in a drasha a couple of years ago. Rabbi Simon writes this in his Zimrei Baruch on Bracious. Dvarim just came out, by the way, if you're a fan. Sefer Dvarim just came out, but he writes this in Parshas Lech Lecha, where he talks about the quotes from the Rav Zedel Epstein, the Mashgiach of Torah Or. He says, isn't it interesting, we all know the drasha, but do we ever think about it? Og was saved during the Mabul. How was he saved? He wasn't saved on the teva, right? He was able to hold on the outside. So Miman of Shach, was he zocher to be saved or not? And if he was zocher to be saved, why wasn't he on the teva? Well, there was no room. Hashem couldn't do a nace that he couldn't fit Og onto the teva. So he only had to hold on, and we know the water was boiling. So Chazal say the water wasn't boiling around where Og was, only the rest of the water. So was he zocher to be saved or not? That obviously was zocher. So the Mefarshim explained that Og, he did chesed once in a while. Right, by Yavo HaPalit, he came to tell Abraham about Lot, and he did, but it didn't affect who he was. Right, it just stayed in his, it stayed in his mouth, but it didn't change him. So his mouth was Zochet to be saved, but not his body. And that's why his head, his mouth was on the Teva, but the rest of his body was outside the Teva. Right, because it didn't affect his body. Okay, v'ulai zehu sherama shepivai davak lateva lo rameis shebebes kol gufo hay shakua b'cheto k'adachi dor amabel v'alchein al gufo shakua b'mei amabel el shebepiv hay lo nugia kol shu b'vayis hacheset. And therefore, that's why he had it, that's what his mouth and his head was on the teva. Okay, we continue now. So, third line on top. Shalo lefnei Rebbe hamapeles Shvir Mali Basar Mahu. So we spoke about all different types in the Mishnah of if your mapil is full of, on a sack full of water, blood, multicolored substance. What about flesh? What if it's actually basar in the sack? And again, you don't know if it was a vlad or not. That's the issue. So Amar Lahem, so Rebbe answers, Lo Shamati. I didn't hear anything about this. Well, Yehuda Anasi was stumped. Amar Lafana, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, Kach Amar Abba. What do you mean? I heard from my father. Mole dam tmei anida, mole baser tmei aleda. Mole dam, as the Mishnah said, you're not choshish for a vlad, but you are choshish for nida. But mole baser is metame aleda. If his flesh there, it must have been from a baby. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi said. So Amar Le, Rabbi says, Il mole davar chadash amarta lanu mishum avicha. If you would tell me something new from your father, Shemanucha, I listened to you, but Achshav, but what did you just tell me? I know this already. Midaha kamaisa ki yechida kamar. The answer, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi volunteered a brisa, but he said more than he was asked. Right? They were only interested in the basar part of it, but then he said over a brisa, half about basar, half about dam. So Rebbe's about to say, well, the other half that you brought in, we don't paskin like. So it must be that what you brought in also we don't paskin like. Achshav midha kamaisa ki yichida kaamar kisumchis. From the first part that you said, that's only like sumchis. Shamar bishur Rabbi Meir, who said the name Rabbi Meir. Which sumchis? What sumchis? We had sumchis already. We had this on Daf Chafalaf a couple of days ago when we had right all the different opinions. What if you're born with a chaticha with blood on the outside? What if you cut it open and there's blood on the inside? Does it have to be agur? Maybe if it's just only the you of the blood is still there. All the different cheetahs we had on Daf Chafalaf on base in the beginning of the parak. So that sumchis said if there's blood inside, it's okay. So you just said if it's mali dam it's tmei anida, that's only like sumchis. The rabbanan say it's got to be dam outside. So that's only in the name of sumchis. That's yichida. So hanami. So this other chelek of your statement too of mali basar shemak Rabbi Yeshua amra. Maybe that's only like Rabbi Yeshua. Vein alach Rabbi Yeshua. And Allah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua? So that we didn't have yet. That we have now. Titanya, because the brisa says, Hamapela shvir she'enu marukam. If a woman is miscarries a shvir she'enu marukam, right? It's a type of it's the amniotic sac with a non-formed fetus, right? Enu marukam. Rabbi Shua Omer vlad, Rabbi Chama Omer eno vlad. Rabbi Shua says there's a vlad, but the Chachamim say eno vlad. So therefore, says Rebbe, so you're telling me the statement, but just like the other half of your mole dam is knocked out, so maybe your bali basar is also not true. So therefore, I don't trust you. Stop there for a minute. Says the Rashba, one second. Didn't Rebbe just say a few days ago that he doesn't know the answer, he never heard anything about this? So he obviously did hear something about this. He just quoted the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabban, Rebbe Shua and the Rabbanan. So what did Rebbe say, Lo Shamati, before? So the Rashba says, no, Lo Shamati must have meant he didn't know, he wasn't sure who the Paskin like. Just like at the end here, he says, I'm not sure. He says, Im Tamar Hechi Amar Rebbe, Lo Shamati, to Brisa Shamulai, V'yesh Lomar, to Rebbe Brisa Vade Shamulai, El De Shloma Plutayu B'mai. Maybe he wasn't sure if this was about Basar or not. Other Mepharshim say he wasn't sure who to Paskin like, but that's why he quoted it, but he didn't say before that it was authoritative. Okay, there's what to say here, but let's continue a little bit more. I want to talk a little bit about, right, we said, well, if this statement is no good, then the other half is also no good. So we're going to talk a little bit about Pagidon Dibura. Or Pagino Ne'amonis, which is related to here. Okay, but let's continue a little bit more. Amr, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Bishur, Rabbi Oshia, Machlokes, Be'achur. The Machlokes here between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbana, that you have an Eino Merukam Vlad, is only Be'achur. Achur means it's not clear liquid. Right? It is, it's a dirty liquid. I mean, there's something that might have been in there. But if it's clear liquid, that even Rabbi Shua would agree it's not a vlad. It's clear. It's just liquid. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar no, but Sala Machlokas. There's a Machlokas about clear. So Yibai Lahu, what does Rabbi Shua ben Levi mean? Bitsala Machlokas, only about Sala, there's a Machlokas? Meaning, Aval Ba'achur Divrei HaKol Vlad, but by Achur, even the Rabbana would agree for sure that it is a Vlad? O Dilma, Bein Bazeh Machlokas. Or does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mean that it's a Machlokas? We have both Teku. So we're not sure about what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shita is. But either way, we have a Machlokas here. Reish Lakish says that there's a Machlokas only about Achur. But about Solul, everybody agrees it is not a Vlad. So we're about to ask a question on that. Meisvei. Hashem made for Adam and his wife covers of hide. Vayal bishem, and he clothed them. Alame, this teaches me. A person does not, Hashem does not give or to a person until he is formed. Meaning, or skin would be the simen that a flat has been formed, because skin comes on at the end, says the Chazal. Alma ba'or tal yamilsa. So you see, or is the key. Loshna achar, loshna tzalul. So it's a kash on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says tzalul, everybody agrees, is out of vlad. But we have this Chazal that when the skin is there, you can assume that is the end, that is the last stage. Hashem doesn't give skin on a person until there is yitzira, and therefore kash on Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara first explains the kasha. Then we'll get back to the drasha also. So Iyamid Bishlamo B'Tzalol Machlokas. If you say that Tzalol is a Machlokas, Haynu Ditzra Kra, that's why you need a pasuk to teach me that I wouldn't have known that Tzalol is a Vlad. So that's why I learned that, no, once it has skin, even Tzalol is going to be a Vlad. Ela e amrit, meaning it's going to have clear liquid inside, but if there's skin on the outside, it must have been a vlad. Ela e amrit ba'achur machlokas, but if the machlokas is only about achur, but so everybody agrees is not a vlad, solom alikras for Abba Almahu. What do you need a pasuk for? It's obvious. If there's skin and it's achur, then obviously. So ela shmamina, but solom machlokas, shmamina. So it must be shmamina against Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says there's no machlokas about solo, and the need for the pasuk proves against Reish Lakish. Period. Sorry, Lamali Kra is that an achur with skin, we would have known. We would have known that that's...
Would we skip this whole fact in the story here?
We wouldn't have needed this limud. We wouldn't have needed this limud if it's just teaching me that, because it's known. Maybe, because what's extra here? Let's just get to the drasha. What is extra? So Tosva says, what exactly is the limud? How do you know here that Hashem, you know, puts the skin on only after the forms, because what's the or going on? Vayas Hashem Elokim L'Adam L'Ishto Kasos or says Tosas is talking about the or Adam, right? Hashem after they had or Vayal Bishem, because that was the final stage. That's how you knew they were formed, and then he put or on the Tosas Arash, or the fourth one line. Shema Mina Iker Yitziras Adam Ba'or Kai Midatali Kasnos Ba'or HaAdam. says it also explicitly. The or adam is Hashem made them kosnos, or kosnos to put on their or. Vayal b'shem. That's how Tosfos and the Tosfos HaRosh understand the pasuk. In the Torah Shleima, Rav Kasher, when he quotes this in a footnote, he says no. He says that kosnos or hu or mamish shekaram al besaram shlo hayalahem mitchila. Hashem clothed them with skin. That's what Hashem did. That was their kosnos. V'haraya shehevi shekashem she'esal adam v'chavra nivra ha'or la'achar shekvar notzru kach gam b'yitziras havlados shalkol adoros ha'or hu ha'achar only yitzira. Just like Hashem gave them a clothing of skin after they were formed, so too all generations, all babies have kosnos or after they are formed. Okay, different shot of exactly what that drasha is. Okay, there's one ha'ara, as we said before. Interestingly, Rebbe said before to Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi, well, I'm only going to, I don't trust already half your statement, right? The one that you said about Mali Dam, because we don't pass it that way. So maybe by Mali Basa we also. So that, again, it's not exactly this case, but this is an issue. He didn't want to trust half of what he said. There is, just to mention, two sources. Sugi and Shas of Palginon Dibura. Sometimes we have the halachic ability to trust half of what a person is saying. Sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Tes of Ploni Ravi Laonsi. So and so raped me. And he and another person testify about that. So if we trust Ravi, so then it's a problem. It's a problem because, or Lertzono, or so, right, because he's a Nogeba Dover, he's involved. So sometimes we could cut off a word that he's saying and just trust that so and so raped a person. And not say, me. If you can leave out that word, so that's Palgina Dibura, that's a sugya in Daftes Mabez, which most Amoraim hold of. Abaye, I think, says, argues with it, but that's what we generally assume. If you could split up the words. Once in a while, you have something that's not Palgina Dibura, but what Achronim call Palgina Ne'emanus, where we trust his whole statement, but only legabe certain halachos. And not legabi other halachos. That's not splitting up his words. Splitting up his words is you leave out one of his words. We don't believe it that you were involved, but we believe that it occurred. Right? If somebody, the Gemara Bab and Sanhedrin also talks about, so-and-so lent me money with ribbis. Right? So you allow to believe him that so-and-so lent with ribbis, but not to me, because the loav is also is also pasal edus and is also violating the isser. So these are all sugyas of pagina dibura. That's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on daf tas on daf chavdalid. I think I don't remember the exact chavdal chafei. But the achronim bring up the next step of not only pagina dibura but pagina ne'emonus. Well, sometimes you can trust a full statement, but only legabe certain halachos and not legabe other halachos. That's what the Granat calls pagina dibura. That's in the Gemara. But pagina emanus is a machlokas rishonim. If you do it, this is the Granat. It's a mitzvah test. You know what? I'm just going to read the Kovas Aris. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovas Aris says this explicitly in Simon Chaf Aleph in Os Zion. He says, "Hachi sodav did the pagido ne'emanus, who the kishoaid meyed beizad davar, asher mimenu yotzim shnei dinim chalukim, who ne'eman rak le'inyan oso hadin sheyesh lo bazek koach ne'emanus, kemo ba'omer b'ni ze gadolhu." A person is believed to state the age of his son. So ne'eman le'inyan nedar mehekdeshos v'lo le'inyan makas va'onshin. He's believed regarding hektish, regarding a neder his son would make, but not regarding giving his son a punishment. So that's called palgina ne'emanus, not palgina dibura. Palgina dibura, you split his words. Palgina ne'emanus, you split the effect of his words. But says Rav Chanan, an important ha'ara, you could only, or, first he just gives another example, afrei be'edechon omer meis baila. One aid said comes, or the whole second half of Yavamis, your husband died. Ne'emon lahatira v'lo lanachla. We believe that so that she could get married, but we don't believe that the yarship could go and take the Yerusha. Split up the Yerusha. That would open. So that's Pagina Ne'emanis. So v'hainu dil'inyin hefter nisuin anu maminam lo shemez ba'al. Ulinyin nachla matzikna sabal b'cheskas chai. V'yavtu hu tarti desasri, even though it's a tarti desasri, de'ein misa lachatzoin, mikomakom kachu din ne'emanuso. That's the din. But then Rabbi Chanan says, you can only say Pagina Ne'emanis if the two effects do not go hand in hand. Sometimes you have two halakas that go hand in hand, so then you can't split them. Getting married and Yerusha, those aren't, those are two outgrowths of death. So you believe death lagabi this and not lagabi that. But if you have two outgrowths that go together, that always have to work together, so then you can't split them. Even in Pagina and Emanus. Avo bamedver mamurim, kishe shnei hadinim einan betolada echad bechaveiro, kemo nachla vehetu nisuin, elo kishe shneim tluyin bedavar echad, bemisa sabal, amnam, ksuva. What about the ksuba? Could she collect her ksuba? So ksuba always goes with heter linase. You can't say she's allowed to get married, but she can't collect her ksuba. If she's able to get married, she can collect her ksuba, because those two always go together. So you can't say palgita ne'emanis regarding those two. Eina tuliya klaba b'isas abal. Dimu mutaris linase, no, tala ksubasa, afilu baal chai. Right, if she could get married, even if her husband's alive, for example, gerushin. And if she's not allowed to get married, then she cannot take her ksuba, even if her husband died, for example, shomeres yavam. Fascinating. He gives two cases. A case where the husband's dead and she still can't get married, so she does not collect her ksuba, and a case where the husband's alive and she can collect her ksuba. Divorce. So by both those cases, says Rabbi Chanan, that is palginon ne'emanus, that you cannot say, because both of those are two outgrowths that go together. So that's an important ha'ara. That's in Kovitz. Important ha'ara of the Kovitz ha'aris. Simen chaf aleph os zayin. There it is. We continue. Says the Gemara now. V'chein, right in the middle. V'chein, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Baravua, machlokas, ba'achar, the machlokas. Also, Rav Nachman says is by achar, but what's all the real called Enov Lad? He agrees with Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish was just knocked out with a tsyufta. He agrees with him. Esvi, Rav Nachman, is that really true? That the machlokas is only by achar and by tsal, everybody agrees. Ela Amru, this is quoting from Miseches Bechoros. We're coming in the middle of a line where we had this also yesterday a little bit, which levels of Bechar. Anybody, the following are Rashi quotes, Liftar Sheba Acharav Yitaras Bechar, are not called Bechars. Ela Amru Simen Vlad Bebehema Daka Tinuf. How do you know if a Behema Daka has Tinuf, has some dirty discharge? So that's called a discharge, so that a baby afterwards is not called a Bechar. Bigasa shilya. By a gasa, you have to have an after a shilya. Beisha b'shvir v'shilya. Shilya is an afterbirth. Beisha, you need both. Shvir v'shilya. Ve'ilu shvir bebehema lo pater. But a shvir, just an embryo bebehema, without the afterbirth, lo pater, that does not mean there's a baby there, so that the bechar afterwards would not be a bechar. So, 1 second. If you say the machlokas is about salul, a clear liquid, the machlokas earlier, get Rabbi Shua and the Rabbanan. That's the machlokas we keep talking about. If the machlokas is about salul, so bishabhachi, and therefore I understand. Isha de Rabbi Bakra, pater bashvir. Bebehema de lo Rabbi Bakra, lo pater bashvir. So a shvir, which is the embryonic sac, so that could pater by one and not by the other, because it's a chiddush to say that salul would pater. And therefore, only by Anisha, which has a pasuk to teach it to me, that's where you would say a pater, and not by a behema. But ela iamr ba'achar machlokas. But if you say by achar is the machlokas, so michdi svarahu maishta isha maishta behema. But if it's by achar, so that's to be svar. You don't need the pasuk to teach me that. So why would you say it's not good by a behema? So the Gemara says 1 second. Mi savis Rabbi Yeshua mifsha pashutle. Who said Rabbi Yeshua earlier when he says tame is it's obvious? Yeshua svuki misafkale. He's just not sure. V'azal hachal chumra v'achal chumra. He always is machmir. In all the context, there's Tumas Leda, there's Bechora, and there's Pidyon HaBen. Bechor Behem and Pidyon HaBen. There's three contexts. So, Gabe Isha de Mamona Huyu by Isha, which is Mamon, Safik Mamona Lakula. By a Bechor Isha, so we say Safik Mamona Lakula. Interesting. It calls Bechor Adam, it calls that Mamonus. We'll get back to that. Gabe Behema de Isurahu by Bechor Behema, which has to do with Isurim. Why? Dika lagabi giza va'avoda safek Isura lachumra. Over there is an Isur of giza va'avoda. Right? If it's a carbon, I'm not allowed to shear it, I'm not allowed to work it, so it's safek daraisa. Lachumra, and therefore what? You have to give it to the Kohen, because ain't brera. Tosfos says, you're right, it's like mominous, has a mominous element too, but ain't brera, you have to give it to the Kohen. Hachanami gabi isha, also by Tumas Leda. Safek tuma lachumra. What he meant to say, it's safek tuma, and therefore he's just being machmir all around, in all directions. Good. Umi misaf galei finishing up. Was he really misopik v'krokamar? He quoted a pasuk. How could he? That was the basis for his shita. So midrabanan v'kras bachle v'almahu. It's only the rabbanan. It's all the pasuk is the rabbanan, but really he's just misopik what to do. Amalei Reb Chanina bar Shalmi yelarav harebi. all these shittas. We have all these shittas. Rebbe said before, I don't know. Ha Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi said, Moli Basar is Tamei Aleita. Ha Rebbe Oshia said that the Machlokas is by Acher. Ha Rebbe Shmuel Ben Levi, the Machlokas is by Tzalel. Mar Kaman Svirale, what do you hold? Rav, what do you hold? Amar Le, Ani Omer, Echazet Vechazet, Eina Choshashas. I hold, no, don't worry about anything. I'm not Choshesh for Moli Basar. Shmuel Amar Echazet Vechazet Choshashas. Shmuel says, no, you are Choshesh in both cases. V'yaz Shmuel the time, eh? And Shmuel went according to his reasoning that you're always worried. D'chi Asa Rav Dimi, Amar, Me Olam Lodachu Shvir Ben Arda. There was never a Shvir, an embryonic sac that was said Tar in Arda. Arda was the place of Shmuel. Shmuel was the Mar D'Asra. They were always Tamei. Labar Me'ahu Shvir, except for one. I remember one case. T'ya Asa Lakami De Shmuel, D'manach Alechut Asayra Me'hagisa, V'chazi Me'hagisa. He put a string on one side of the embryonic sac, and it was so clear that he could see exactly through it. And he saw the string on the other side, and Amr, he said, Isa the Vlad Have Lavi Zikulehai. If it was a Vlad, I wouldn't be able to see this on the other side. And therefore, that was the only one. That was so clear. It was so tzalul. But anything else, he was machmir, and that fits in for to him that he said, you're always choshashas. Okay, the Gemara interestingly here called Pidyon HaBen a context of mominus. Mominus. That's an issue. We know that there is kedusha to a bechor beheima tahora. There is a status to a bechor beheima tamei of a chamor. Is there kedusha to a baby boy bechor? Is he kadosh? And then until I give five slant to the kohen, he's aser bahana. So we generally assume not that way. But what's fascinating is the Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Tes, we had a couple of months ago, requires a pasuk to teach me that. There's a pasuk to teach me that there's no Isra Avoda. Let's say I have a Bechor, and when he's, I didn't do Pidyon HaBen, and he's older, can you please get me a drink of water? Can you please work with me in the field? I would have thought, I'm not going to, is it Isra Avoda with him without the pasuk? Unbelievable. But Kamash Bol on what? Kamashmal on what? Or is the pasuk just being Megala, but I would have known anyway. But either way, we assume that there is no Lemaisa, Isser, and Kedusha like the others. If you look in the first footnote, in Pidyon HaBen Kehil Chasa, right, if you look there, you got to have all the Svarim. Right, if you look at the first footnote, he talks about the Geder of the Kedusha of a Bechor Behem, a Bechor Adam. That's a Kedusha. So interestingly, he says, if you look at different sources, some formulate it as he has some automatic Kedusha, and when you redeem him, you're being Mechal of the Kedusha, and you're being Motzi him in Kedusha. So others say, no, just the opposite. When you're Poda him, now you're being Machnas him with Kedusha. You're being Machnas. Now he's could be a Bechor. Right before it, he was off limits. He says, Haramnam. Rambam, where is he? Let me just find the lashon. Says, "Get a kedusha yeshi pirshim yinu kedusha mamis al das kedushas bechar behemet tahora she gufa kadosh kadashim al shebikal akam bechar adam einu netzer bahana." I'm the Rambam pirish kadosh li melani mashad afrasha. Here it is. Yeshi pirshim bofan acher to adaraba inyan neptia he hachnasa sol le kedusha v'hayra amisha kasev bibishpatim bechar banecha titein li. He says, some go in and some go out, as he says, and that's the machlokas rishonim, whether you need das makne of a kohen, is it real hakna here, do you need the level of kinyan of das makne, nafgamina, could a kohen katan, do you use a kohen katan? That's a big discussion, the ksos discusses, if it's just a nesina and not a kinyan, maybe you can even use a katan, because it's just a mice and nesina. It's not a kinyan that's required. It's a discussion in the Ksos HaChoshen. But either way, is the Kohen really being makne something, or is it just a ceremony? There's an interesting discussion, it's a Pidyon HaBen. Next week's Parsha. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara two dots. V'mayim Maruka Mechulu Tan Rabbanon. The Mishnah said that if it was a developed embryonic sac, merukam, they have to be machmir for zachar and nekeva. Tanur abban, meaning the days of tuma of a nekeva and the days of toar of a zachar. Tanur abban on ezi ushvir merukam. What does developed mean? Abishal omer tchilas b'yaso. So let's go through. So to take out your medical textbooks to find out, you know, the different stages of the development of a tiny little embryo. So what happens first? So abishal omer tchilas b'yaso me rosho. Starts off from the head. It's two eyes are like two little dots of a teep and drops of a zvuv, of a bug. Tani, Rabbi Chiya, Meruchak, and Zevi Zed, they're distant from each other, because the eyes have a little space in between. The two nostrils are very close next to each other. Upiv maso kuchot asaira, and the mouth is open, is stretched like a hair. Vikviasoka dasha, and if it's a male, then it's the aver is the size of a, it's like a lentil bean. Vimhaisa nekeva nidona kisara laarka. There is a slit of the length of a hair lengthwise. Vechitach yadayim raglayim einlo, does not have separated arms and legs yet. Vialam mafurish bekabala halo kechalav taticheni ukegvina takbieni. You poured me out like milk, and you made me solid like cheese. Or ubasar talbisheni vatsamos vegidin tesochacheni. Then you gave me ar and basar, and this is Eov talking. Atsamos vegidin tesochacheni, the bones and the sinews you were sochech, you covered me with chayim v'chesed asisi imadi ufkudas chashamar nafshi, and you guarded me. So that's the pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu alluded to. It starts off with a liquid, in a liquid state. Rashi says eshech vazera. Starts off we're in a liquid state, and eventually the amazing miracle of creation is as a baby is formed. Okay, there's a chashuk echemen on that line, but we'll have to continue first. Don't let me leave without telling you about the talking about bodily parts. Vein both genosa b'mayim shamayim azim b'mayim, and you don't check when you have to check if a baby is totally formed. You have to clean it off a little bit to be able to look inside if any of these parts are there. Why is Abishol telling you this? He was obviously very into the medical issues. He was a kovar mesim, and he checked the bones, as we said before. You have to check, you have to look inside, you have to clean off the sack before. So what do you clean it off in? So don't use water, the Gemara says. Shamayim azin, water is very strong, and it could affect. Vitar dinoso, and it would be mamache, it would just make it... it would make it disintegrate. Ela both can also be shemen. Shemen rachum etzachsecho. Use oil. Vein roan ela bachama. You only look in the sun. That's the best way to look. Ketzad both can also. Ketzad both can also. Kedamrinam. We just said. What do you mean? How do you check? Ela bameh both can also. Leida im zacharum nekeva. Who? How do you check if it's a male or a female? Let's say you got to the stage where it was formed. So how do you check if it was a male or a female? Right. The genital area is not totally formed yet. Shabishol ber nash va'amila abishol bar remesh amar, maybe kisim shirosho chalak umanane aboso makom. You stick a little stick into the area in misachseich, if it catches somewhere, biyadua shazacharhu, v'imla biyadua shenikevahi. Okay. With misachseches, remember we had that back in misaches chulin, if the knife catches on your fingernail. Misachseches, same verb. Amar v'nachem amar ravua. He says, Loshna ela milamata lamala. This is only milamata lamala if you're checking bottom to top. If you're going across, so it could be that it's a female also. So it wouldn't be a good check because maybe it's getting caught on the coastly base arechem. Amar of Adabar Ahava, Tana, Imhaisa Nekeva, Nidona Kisaristuka. If it would be in a cave, it would have the crack, the slit, which would be the beginning of her area. Maskavar of Nachman, Vadilma Chucho Beitzim Nino, who says that a slit separating would be a female? Maybe it's the male that's separating the ultimate where the Beitzim would be. So Amar Abaya, Hashta Beitzim Gufayolo Yediye, Chucho Beitzim Yediye. You're not going to have the slit separating the area before you have the actual parts of the body there. Therefore, you don't have to be worried about that. Amr of Amram, Tana, Beis Yarkosav, Kebeis Chutin Shal Zahoris, other types of parts of the body what does it look like at the very early stages? The two thighs are like two golden strings. The Amr of Amram, Allah, and Rav Amram said about it, Kishel Erev, like the strings of the horizontal threads on the loom, the Erev, the Shesi and the Erev. And the arms are like two strings of gold, right, the vertical strings. Get Shesi and Erev are different, they look a little differently, therefore that's what he compares it to. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina. Shmuel says to his Talmud Rav Yehuda, Shinina, smart one, sharp one, Lotevet Uvda Ache Yasir, right, don't do anything. Lotevet uvda. Don't say it's a vlad until you see some hair growth, which is actually much later. So the Gemara says, "Miyam Shmuel Hachi, Miyam Shmuel Achazu Achazu Shal Choshesh." We just said, "I'm an aleph." Shmuel is always worried. What do you mean hair? So Amar Rav Ami Bar Shmuel Lididi Mifreshili Minei to Mar Shmuel. He explained to me, "Lachush Choshesh." Safik Ravadai. Safik. He's always mesupik. about anything. Yemeitara, vadai, to be even makel, to give you meitara, lo yavina lacha yasir. You need some hair to be vadai, a baby. Aye, what about some babies who are even born bald? Maybe see he can see even some stubble. Lamemer the Basaka of the Shmuel, 1 second. You're telling me that most of when we say Choshashesh, Shmuel was Mesupik? Shmuel had any svekas? Bahahu Shafira, that saw the Kameh de Bar Shmuel. One time there was a Shvira that came in front of Mar Shmuel, Amar, this embryonic sack, Bar Arban Vachad Yoma. This is a 41-day sack. 41 days since fertilization. Shmuel was such an amazing expert. Doctor, my father always likes to quote that Shmuel was so busy taking care of everybody, he didn't have a chance to get smicha. That's why he's not Reb Shmuel. It's just Shmuel. Reb Gaze this, he was everybody's doctor. He was an expert in many areas of medicine, the Gemara says, in many places. So Shmuel, he could tell you, he could look at this little tiny thing and say, 41 days. V'chashim yoma da'azla l'tfila arahu yoma, and he did the math, since the day she went to the mikvah, v'lohali arban yoma, and it was only 40 days. So they're like, Shmuel, there's something wrong here. So Shmuel says, I'm not wrong. V'yomer lehu, hai benida ba'al. He obviously was with his wife the night before the mikvah. Kaftay, and Shmuel put a gun to his head, va'odi, and the guy admitted, you're right. Right, Shmuel knew. Question marks. You see, Shmuel was an unbelievable expert. So what do you mean he's mesupik? So, shiny Shmuel, the Rav Gufra. You're right. Shmuel himself was never mesupik. He always knew. But when he told others, he couldn't tell others that. So he said, always be mesupik. Choshashes. When he said choshashes, it just means that he was, it was mesupik. It was, everybody else was mesupik. And in Nahar Dor, where Shmuel was a judge, Shmuel gave that teaching over to all his Talmidim, always treated as a suffix, but he himself always was Vadai. Oh, good, 2 points. Number one is, we know the 40, why Dafka 41 days? Because that's the beginning of the Vlad. Right before 40 and right less than 40 is not does have the status of a vlad. Right, day 41 already has the status of a vlad. We generally obviously do not know bisman hazeh the days, but halacha lamaisa, that's when it gets the status. Let's say for example chol shabbos or mechal shabbos for a fetus, but halacha lamaisa we would be mechal shabbos even before day 40. Why? Because the svar of Chal Shabbos Achas, Kedishish Bar Shabbos Osarbe. We mentioned in the past, Rav Asher Weiss, it's a beautiful piece in Vayakel, where he goes through all the nafkaminas, between the sources of, do you say V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamas Bohem, that source, or in Yuma Pehe, he talks about all the different sources for Pikuach Nefesh Ar Shabbos, or Chalal Shabbos Achas. Chalal Shabbos Achas, most of the time, is more inclusive. Even if if the baby's not considered a life yet, right? Chalal Shabbos Achas, Shibur Shabbos Asarbe. Let's say it's a spiritual life that's in danger. Chalal Shabbos Achas. There's a Shulchan Aruch that says that if you know somebody's going to be baptized, you know, you'll be able to Chalal Shabbos Rachman al Slat to save them. The Shulchan Aruch talks about. Anyway, these are all issues. Okay, a little bit more. Halabel Sandal. Okay, now we have the Sandal Gemara. Hamapela sandal. Tanya Rabbanan, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said sandal or shul. You have to wait for Zachar to cave up. So Tanya Rabbanan, what is sandal? Sandal dobel adat shel yam. It's like a fish that's also called sandal. Mitchilaso vladu elashenirzaf. It used to be a baby, but we assume it was crushed by another vlad that was with it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, sandal dobel lashon shel shar hagadol. It's flat. It's like the tongue of a large ox. Rabbi Seinu say no, it's not called a sandal unless it has the tzura of a face. A crushed face, but the tzura of a face. Shmuel says that it is tzura panim. Amrav Adam, Amrav Yosef, Amrav Yitzchak, sandal tzura tzura panim, v'afilu me'achorav. Even if the panim appears to be backwards, the facial contours are on the back of the body. Right, with the looking, so that's also okay. Why? Because you assume mashallah adat shesatzer es chaver v'atzer panav lachorav. He could have gotten crushed and his head got turned around, so it still could be a formed vlad that this occurred to. B'yamei Rabbi Yanai bikshul ataris asandol shein lutzer es panim. He wanted to be mitarit. Amar lam Rabbi Yanai told them tihartem es avlados. What do you mean? You can't say it's tamei. Vatani b'shur Rabbi Seinu heidu salat zorach suras panim. It doesn't need to suras panim. Amar Rabbi Rabaya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan meidu shal shrebi nechunya. This is Mishnah Zu. Right? You said meidus from the edus of Rabbi Nechunya. You gave this Mishnah that needs suras panim. That needs suras panim. Meaning, and he's a das yachid. He's a das yachid, and therefore I say even without suras panim, it is going to be tamei. One more line. Amar Rabbi Zira, Zacha bar Rav Bibi b'shmaitza. Rav Bibi was zochet to say this. Why? Da'anavahu avina yasvina kamei Rabbi Yochanan. I heard this. I was in Rabbi Yochanan's shir with him when Rabbi Yochanan said this. Ki amar v'hashmaitza. V'kadem iyo v'amar v'zachaba. But he was the one that was mefarsim it. I missed my chance. Right? Who's got the notes in the shir? Who's going to publish the notes for the shir? We were both in shir, but who actively was mefarsim the Rebbe's Torah? He says he was zochet to it that I missed out. Okay, period. We'll stop there. I said I can't leave without telling you. So it's just interesting. The Rav Zilberstein had a shaila lamaisa talking on the bottom of Amud Aleph about parts of the body and growth of the body. There was a case where there was somebody who was very large, and he wanted to have the belt surgery, something to make his stomach smaller, whatever it is, but the insurance companies would only pay if you were a certain weight. And if you aren't that weight, so then, and he was 10 pounds under, 10 kilo under. So was he allowed to dafka overeat for a couple of days, or over whatever, a couple of weeks, in order to get overweight, in order to be able then get the payment, to get the operation, because he wants the operation for health purposes. So could he dafka overeat to make himself larger and way more? Shaul Reuven and Mutar Lo, it's always Reuven. Reuven does a lot of killing, Reuven's a little fat. Right, Shaul Reuven. Hey, Mutar Li Lachol Ksas Yotir Meharagilus. Vosif Od Eser Kilogram. Vos Kupat Cholim Yashruli Etasiyu Leni Tuach. Oh, Shezeh HaRama V'Aser. Right, he'll pay. I want the Afraya, and that's the Shaila. So he says Sheila. He says, it's interesting, another Shaila. Sheila Adam. There was a case that he said, where an insurance company, Rahman al-Islam, let's say somebody has had an amputation, has to get a finger, and the insurance company pays for the rest of your life, you get a paycheck every month, depending on how many inches were cut off. So let's say that there's a patient that said to the doctor in the operating room, could you just cut off another inch and a half? I know that you don't have to, but for the rest of my life, it's going to make a big difference. That's the case, Rahman al-Islam. So Rev Zobersi Patsin, in that case, there's no Shaila. Biata b'kudcha, that it's aser. It's aser. Aser kasha lahalos al dasa rofe yehudi sheyana l'mavakasha. So, number one, it's geneva, because if the insurance company knew you were doing this, they wouldn't pay. And number two, it's an iser chavala. You mean choval ba'atzmacha. He says, upi in yoneinu, what about our case? There's no chavala. There's no chavala. K'shor zelech al okadi laharizos, nira shemishnei sibot ein kan iser chavala. There's no chavala, because chavala, this is chavala l'sorach refuah. He's only doing this in order to make his body better overall. And number two, there's no blood. So he says, but I think Lamaisa is Geneva's Das. I think it's Geneva's Das. Because if the insurance company would know, they would be very upset. And therefore, I told this to, that's what I thought, but I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he agreed with me, Va'amar, and he said, if he already did it, he already ate the extra 10 kilo, and he came to tell you, said he's ready in the matzav of, he could get the operation. But there's nothing wrong with right now, you're overweight, mutar lakachas asiyua, kasof sof kaesu kvar b'matzav shemagiyelo siyua. But lachadchila, if he's coming to ask, you know, asur lecho, but asur befrezet, because he's gonev dash shel hakupat acholim. Right, that's the, so lachadchila, he shouldn't, but once he did it, so, that's the shiloh. Okay, let's continue. Let's stop here, everybody. Have a good Shabbos, and we'll continue again, Bezrashem Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'll let you know, and then we will figure out the schedule.